The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on virtually anything you'd like to talk about your health, providing it's from a non-drug, non-surgical platform. Listen, you know, give us a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You know, you probably have done a lot of things on your own to remedy a lot of problems, but opportunities, you know, kind of slip through our fingers because we don't think they're fixable. And we're going to talk about a subject today that brings about problems, but also causes problems to worsen, and it can be at any age, but, and sometimes we don't think they affect us. What am I talking about? We're talking about your workspace. And when I talk about workspace, I'm not talking about your go-to-work workspace. I'm talking about your space at home. All of us are on devices. We're on cell phones. We're on pads. We're on computer systems. And they have the capacity to cause all kinds of problems. And we're going to get into that today because this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing, that's the topic, that's the presentation on your digital environment, if you will, or your environmental workplace. And it has to do with all of us. It's not just about going to work on a weekly basis. In studio today, your host is Wednesday evening, none other than Dr. Scott Lamb. Dr. Scott, welcome again.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
It's a great day simply because we're here.
That's right.
You know, I listened to somebody say something this weekend. I was at a program down in Florida, and they said basically if you can say it's all good, you're still breathing.
That's right. You're above ground.
That's right. And everything is like right on target. So it's all good, Scott.
Yeah, you better believe it. I
so
like that.
Let's talk about, you know, this environmental nastiness. If we get, you know, I'm going to start out by kind of telling a short story. As you know, and you know our audience knows, I treat a lot of professional athletes, and you know, one that I can mention because he had broadcasted it all over the place was Kirk Cousins from the Redskins. And we, in our business, we know when the occiput, the skull bones, are locked and they're not moving, they knock out the lower muscles, the hamstrings, but iliopsoas muscle comes off the back and goes to the hip. And I couldn't figure out why I kept having to fix this thing on him, because I'd find the muscles that were inhibited, they were weak, and I would go and I would manually adjust, fix the muscles, and then the very next week, they'd be back again. So I was watching closer. And on the sidelines, here he is in between series when, you know, the defense is on the field, and he's sitting with a iPad with his legs stretched out and his head locked down.
Right.
And he was causing his own problem, not because he was hit, not because of anything else, but because of his own postural maladaptation.
And that's what you're seeing.
And
now, here's
right.
Somebody who's a famous athlete who has to also, I'm sure he spends a great time on his cell phone, maybe in the same position, looking down right somewhere on his belt line, looking at his phone, doing a similar thing, causing the same type of element.
Absolutely. And I called it to his attention. Finally, I said, listen, enough already. You know, let me show you what's going on. And I had recorded it. And I said, see what you're doing? And I fixed it, and I put him back into the same position, and everything inhibited again. I said, you got to stop this, and we have to fix it in a way that it stays fixed. I said, otherwise, your legs are going to go, man. I said, they're not going to work for you.
Yeah, and this is what this whole class is all about. I mean, let's talk about some of the symptoms that might be related to some of the problems that people might be having. Do you have do you have headaches? Do you have headaches on your temple area? Do you have headaches that come up behind the back of your eyes? Do you have maybe tenderness or soreness in the back of the neck area? Do you have things like a hiatal hernia? Do you have problems with numbness and pain going down your arms? Do you have circulatory problems in your legs? Do you have low back problems? So these are big things that are actually being created by ourselves. We don't just very small, insidious type problems from bad posture related to sometimes how we interact with our environment.
You know, and you didn't even bring up the hearing problems and you know, visual disturbances and heart palpitations and
right,
other things.
There's a litany of these things.
So, you know, our listeners are out there and they'll say, well, you know, I only have a flip phone. Right. Yeah, but where do you keep your flip phone? Next to your ear, right? And instead of putting it next to your ear, there's other things to be done. You know, you sit there and you're watching television.
Right.
Or you're home on your computer and you're on Facebook. Or you're on whatever the social media is that you like to get onto. And your posture patterns in your environment are not structured to support you. Mm-hmm. And you constantly are beating yourself up.
Well, the thing is in the class we're going to be talking about on Wednesday, it's coming on the 18th, is trying to, as close as possible, to stay in neutrals. And we follow these neutral positions. All these devices that we have, that we use, we do work with, are always taking us out of this kind of like the neutral position of the body is where it's where the body is comfortable. The joint's not compromised to one side or the other. It's like right in the middle, so to speak. And so when you compromise those points, the pressure changes dramatically in the body, and it's just insidious irritation over a period of time. And understanding a lot of the stuff you can actually take care of if you're aware of it, but you don't feel it. If you sit in a bad position, you can get away with it for maybe a week or two or three or 4 weeks, and all of a sudden, now why do I have this neck pain?
888-630-9625. That's how you find us here. You can ask Dr. Scott or myself any questions that you have on your health, whether it's what we're talking about or anything else. This Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax, Dr. Scott Lamb will be your host, your presenter. We're going to be talking about this, your environmental maladaptations, probably
right.
Better put that way. You know, if you want to find out how you can fix this stuff, and if, in fact, what you're doing is causing a problem, even low exposures can give problematic situations. But I want to get into the next part of the program as well, mm-hmm. how people not only look at these devices, postural patterns, but the devices themselves and mm-hmm. you know, all the other little things that could break. Scott, you came up with a term that, you know, I hadn't even heard.
Right.
And it was called digital dementia.
Digital dementia. And so what happens is that, and this is happening to the kids and happening to the people are using more and more often, is we're getting so tied up in our cell phones, our computer, the internet use, gaming type things. We're starting to lose. There's two parts of our brain. There's the left side, which is the analytical side, and there's the right part of the brain, which is kind of the creative side. The creative side is starting to suffer here. We're actually seeing a damping of emotions. We're starting to see memory loss. And children growing up in this is actually, there's a 15% increase of possibility of dementia as they get older because of the fact they're not memorizing things. Like, for example, our telephone numbers. Like, sometimes you have to take a minute and memorize that telephone number. You're not putting your body in an exercise to remember. You've got this phone, then Google automatically brings it up. What's the name of that actor? Oh, I'll just look it up. And so what happens when you do that kind of thing, you just don't, it doesn't reinforce. It doesn't. We got to do things to exercise our body. We have to exercise our brain as well as our physical body.
You know, I've always prided myself of having a very sharp brain when it came to numbers and facts and so mm-hmm. forth. And you're absolutely right. Now with the advent of the phone, you know, I see somebody say, give me your contact information here. And I hand them my phone and they put it in, the name, address, and so forth, and I lock it in. But before, if they gave me the number, I'd remember it. Right. Now I don't.
Well, the other thing
I don't even know my son's phone number.
Well, the thing is, some people don't even know their own phone number.
Yeah, that's bad.
Because they got, no, I'm serious. Because they're just basically, they call, they have a number, they push out, and it automatically puts their telephone number to the next person, and suddenly, you know, it comes up on the display, and they have it. And wait a minute, what are we doing to work our memory a bit? And I think one of the things is, like, one of the treatment protocols, at least for kids, is get them to read some books or do something like a musical instrument. I mean, musical, it's right and left-sided use. It's some of those kind of things. So those are some of the things we'll talk about when you're fighting to combat this. And there's the addiction aspect of some of these things, too, which is, you know, ongoing. I think a lot of parents have to deal with this stuff.
Yeah, the brain can process. It doesn't have broad scope anymore. The emotional piece is going away, the interaction socially, which we all know about. But it's taking the next step, and you're right when it comes to dementia pattern. You know, people are cognitively not functioning at the levels that they used to, and being able to remember and recall as rapidly as, you know, when I went to school. Obviously, I'm older than you are.
Right.
But it's, you
know, about 30 years.
Scott, be very careful. I was being very nice to you today, but, you know, all bets are off pretty quickly here.
Yes, bearded one.
You're going to start. Okay, here we go. But seriously, at the end of the day, it's, you know, we have developed an advanced technological society, but one in that there are consequences to our, you know, our scientific exploration and expansion. we're suffering those consequences and we're doing it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, we're still human beings. We still need to do certain things. We need to get up and move. We need to think on certain aspects. We need to concentrate certain ways. We've got to, those things are still at play, even though technology is changing. We got to see how we adapt to that, those circumstances, by also making sure we maintain health. And then, there's, you know, we can keep on going on. There's the dementia part of that. Another thing we could probably get into possibly later is the exposure to the radiation that comes off, the EMFs that come off these things that we have attached to our heads.
Well, the low-volt EMF, you know, people don't think that they're – well, I don't have my phone up to my head. No, but you've got that Bluetooth plug in your head,
yep,
which is worse than putting the phone up to next to your head because
it's constantly.
It's constant.
It's constant. Never gives it a break.
You know, you get into your car and same type of thing. If you have a Bluetooth adaptation, you know, you come into my house and I've got these little bugs on my phones. I've got bugs on my computer. I wear a Q-Link, a filter,
yeah,
because we're trying to scramble the EMF. And this Wednesday evening, you know, that's one of the things that you're going to talk about. You're
right.
Going to show people how these things work and how they can save them actually and make life very different. If you're already starting to have a problem, you know, Sue, my wife, you know, when Sue puts a cell phone up to her head, it hurts her and she won't even get anywhere near it. And
right.
She always has it on hands off and keeps it away from her, throws it in her purse. That's a safe process. And this Wednesday evening, I know you're going to get into a lot of that. Our number here is 888-630-9625. How you register for Dr. Lamp's program this Wednesday. Fascinating program. It's one that, you know, is, everybody should attend this program because it could save your butt. It really can. It can make life a whole lot easier and dementia patterns and so forth that can be exaggerated because of your environment, because of things Scott's going to go over. Scott is one of the best guys when it comes to environmental analysis, ergonomics, and he knows how you should be sitting, what you should be doing. He's going to talk about those things. We'll get a little bit more into that as the show goes on. I want to take one call because somebody's been very patient. Bill, how can I help you, sir? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good morning. Actually, good afternoon. How are you doing?
We're doing very well, my friend. How can we help?
I've been suffering from piriformis syndrome for the last 6 weeks.
Okay.
And it's very painful. It's on the left side.
All right. So tell me what the symptoms are. You know, it sounds like somebody gave you a diagnosis, but I want to make sure the diagnosis is correct.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Are you still there? I think we lost Bill. Bill, give us a call back for whatever reason.
Hello?
You dropped. I can hear you. You still there? Bill? Give us a call back, Bill, for whatever reason we lost you. And I can hear you very plainly, not a problem. But unfortunately, you can't be heard on your end. So anyway, we have about a minute, Dr. Scott. Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, setting things up in today's environment. Patient goes in and they've got a computer in front of them. They've got a cell phone sitting there. They've got Bluetooth, everything around them.
Yeah, let's do a little checklist of a couple different things. One is are you using a Bluetooth? That would be one thing. Do you have a tendency to sit on the edge of your chair? Do you have a problem with when you pull your chair up that the armrests get in the way so you can't get all the way up to your desk? Is your hands, where you're on your keyboard, are they close to where your waist is or are they higher, your hands higher? And you got a strong bend in your wrist or not? Are you reaching far for your mouse? All these things play big problems with that. Do you have an air gap when you sit in your chair and you look behind you and you're not against the backrest? There's an air space. That's not good.
You've been walking in my office again.
Yep,
I can tell. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here and how you register for Dr. Scott's presentation on ergonomic problems that could be hurting you from electromagnetics to just how you sit this Wednesday evening at the Roselle Center for Healing. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com and hit the button that says register now. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. We're at 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp, will be your host, your presenter at the Roselle Center for Healing this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Great program. It's going to be on your environmental disaster. Well, that's not quite what it's all about, but it's everything that's around you, from your digital playing field, your phones, your iPads, your computer system, the positions that you're in when you work and when you sit, and how they continue to cause you problems, how you hold these things, and then getting into the low volt electromagnetic fields that we're surrounded by, everything from our Bluetooth. Some of you, by the way, have Bluetooth hearing aids, and those are frying your brain. You need to know that.
Constant irritation is going in there. And don't forget also, we're talking about some things with sleeping elements, sleeping patterns that we do. You know, it's an interesting thing. It's like when we, as a physician, it's almost like a CSI. You know, you go in, somebody comes in and says, "Doc, I got neck pain," and said, "Okay, when does that happen?" "It happens at the end of the day." "Okay, and does it happen when you're on vacation?" "No." "Does it happen worse on Friday than Monday?" "Yeah." "But what do you think is happening?" "There's something you're doing at work that's causing the problem."
Okay. Or the position that you're in.
The position you're in.
That's
right. Or like, "Doc, it doesn't hurt me at all except for when I wake up in the morning." "Okay. And it's consistently every morning?" I said, "Yes." "So there's something in your bed position, you're sleeping, that you're doing to yourself." I mean, it's really not that hard to really think about that. But that's the questions we would put to you. And also want you to think about is, it's like, when does it hurt?
You know, you could talk of something even more deadly that they change very subtly and quietly. For years, you know, those of us who had children years and years ago, they said when you got the baby home, you put them on their stomach and you turn their head to the side, right?
Oh.
And there were a lot of SIDS, many more instances of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, than they are today. What was happening is, you know, the child doesn't have any capacity to push themselves off, but they're turning the neck in a way that is causing an irritation to the phrenic nerve that comes out of the neck and allows the diaphragm to move. So the diaphragm can't move. There's no oxygenation.
Can't breathe.
The baby can't push off, and the baby dies.
Right.
Very simple. So now when a mother has a child, they say lie the child on their side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't let them turn over. Well, why? You know, but there's been enough, you know, the next generation has moved up, so everybody's forgotten about it. It's environmental things that we do to ourselves.
That's right.
So if you have pain, you have discomfort and so forth, you really need to understand this. You know, going back to that gadolinium, I want to just bring this up and then we'll drop it, because it's something that, you know, we could get into for the whole program. But one of the primary considerations when you've had these MRIs with contrast is that if it's going to cause a toxic effect, you could have deep, deep bone pain that's chronic and doesn't seem to want to go away, because the stuff does not want to release from the body. It just sits there. You know, and you can check this out. You go to the European Medical Authority, and there was an article that was published in July 21, 2017. Another one in March 10, 2017, European Medical Group. It's interesting that they release things there before we ever have any knowledge. I mean, you talk about restricted communication. It's unbelievable how jaded we are in this country, thinking that we have such an open, free flow society. It's just not that way. 888-630-9625. You can call in. We're having problems with you hearing us. But if you have a question, our call screener will take the question, they'll put it on the screen. You can ask it online, just make it very succinct. And once we get the question, we'll pod you down and we'll happily answer it. I want to go to that gentleman that called in. I feel so bad. He's called twice. You know, Bill called in for a piriformis problem on the left side. Mm-hmm. And the piriformis is a muscle that crosses from the sacrum over and attaches into the hip, if you will, the leg as it goes into the pelvis. And there's a big old nerve that goes either over it or under it, and sometimes through it, and it's called the sciatic nerve, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, Bill, and hopefully you're listening, is if the pelvis is mispositioned, a lot of times it feels like it's a piriformis syndrome problem, where that muscle is entrapping or irritating that nerve, but often it's the position of the pelvis or it's the nerve roots above. See, the sciatic nerve is really five nerves. It's not just one. And when it hits that place right where the piriformis exits, in your butt muscle, right in the middle of it, it's about the size of your thumb, and it can radiate down the leg. You can feel pain, but the problematic situation can be coming higher up. So often, unfortunately, because it's localized at that area, they're going to call it a piriformis syndrome, and you got to find out why it's there and where the distortion pattern is. But Bill, that's very fixable. It's something that can be. We deal with it with athletes. We deal with it, you know, with you know, just you and me walking in the office and saying, hey, I got this problem.
Ergonomics might be a problem, too.
Ergonomics, I was hoping that you'd jump on that. Absolutely.
So, I mean, in that kind of instance, too, I mean, there's also anatomical variations. About 13% of the population that have the sciatic nerve actually splits through that muscle. So there's some things there. But also understand a lot of times when a muscle or a nerve exits away from the spine, it's very heavily wrapped with myelin. It actually is a protective coating, just kind of like your, you know, extension cord has a protective coating around it. It is not as coated as well as it comes out of the spine. So you got to look at both of those. You got to look at, is it entrapment at that one spot or is it entrapment higher up? And you got to really look at those. And then what's the cause? Am I doing something ergonomically also just constantly making that irritated too?
You know, there's a couple things that you can do yourself to determine whether or not it's a discogenic problem, there's a slight bulge, or in fact that it's a localized situation. You know, take your leg and try to raise it up flat on, lie flat on your back with that left leg, raise it about 8 inches if you can, and then bring it up a little higher, bring it up a little higher, and see if that causes discomfort in the leg into that buttocks area, or does it localize into the back, or does it go down the opposite side? Those tests will discern whether or not it is discogenic or whether it's localized and so forth. The other piece that you can do is draw your knee up to your chest area. Just keep one leg straight, the right leg straight, bring your left knee up, and then take your knee and just hold it steadily and try to take your ankle and take it out to the left side of your body and see if that causes you more pain. If it does, then it might be a localized situation. It might be the muscle itself. So those are a couple of things that you can do to discern it. Either way, it can be fixed. It's not something you need to hang out with. It's something that we see every day of the week. And if it's not discogenic, if it's strictly a muscle pattern, it's usually something that's straightforward and can be handled quite well. 888-630-9625. I just got a note from Jeff, our engineer at the station. He says he found the problem, so I can actually talk to you now. So give us a call back. Love to take your questions. Again, I apologize for the problems that we had the first part of the show, but I can listen to you and you can listen to me. So give us a call back. Dr. Scott, let's get into the program a little bit more as far as what you're going to be delivering this Wednesday evening. You know, we talked a little bit about the digital dementia. You know, we talked about environmental patterns. We talked a little bit about positioning and how it wreaks havoc on the body. You know, you're talking about workspace.
Right.
And as I said earlier on, workspace is multidimensional. It right. could be somebody sitting on a very soft sofa in their house with a pad on their you know, or an iPhone, and they're doing whatever.
Laptops on the
right?
bed,
right?
All those kind of things.
So, what are they doing to themselves, and how does this play out over a period of time? Is it a subtle process, or is it something that, you know, happens very, very quickly?
One of the things is when we start taking our bodies out of neutral. Just let's talk about some things. When the body's unstable, it tries to do as much as it possibly can to stabilize itself. And what happens is if anybody out there is dealing with arthritis and things like that, and when you start developing bone spurs, and bone spurs are growing more and more, the body, if it feels unstable, it's going to try to stabilize itself. It's not stupid. It's going to try to do is form bone spurs and things to try to hold things in place. So if I have a head that's supposed to be on top of my shoulders, my ears are supposed to be back towards my, kind of like towards my shoulders, but my head now is now leaning farther and farther forward. Let's say if I'm in a workspace and my head drops forward. For every couple, half an inch or an inch, you're increasing the amount of weight and poundage it's on the body. To give an example, if I stand in a perfectly good position for my neck onto my head or my head onto my shoulders is roughly about 10 to 12 pounds. If I drop my head down looking at a cell phone at about 15 to 20 degrees, then all of a sudden that amount of weight will increase. In fact, at 45 degrees, it's about 60 pounds of pressure on your neck looking down at a cell phone out my waist. Now, you can actually help a little bit by bringing the cell phone up a little bit more, but that's continuous pressure on the neck time and time again. And the body doesn't experience pain until there's a critical point, and then you hit the critical point, then it doesn't want to go away. Our thing is like, let's not even get to that point. Let's kind of work on try to do things, and especially at this class, we talk about how you do some stretches, how do you position your body, how do you take some of the tension off, and take that pressure and that irritation off the body. And I mean, there's a lot of different other things we talk about too. It's like sitting for long periods of time, even the stagnation of not moving. That's a circulatory problem. That's another thing that we'll probably get into during that class also.
You know, it's interesting. You know, people will sit there and say, well, the digital environment, well, 95% of the population has a cell phone.
Right.
You know, of one sort or the other. And then you add all the other pieces to it. But there was a study. And as you said earlier on, what happens is that people who are on their digital platforms, whatever they happen to be, the stress levels for these people go up. And we're talking about cell phones, we're talking about iPads, we're talking about computers. They have difficulty completing tasks because everything is so quickly. Their attention span becomes microscopic.
The whole psychology is somewhat altered too. And then the stress, just the stress patterns of all these things and information gathering and trying to get some things itself. What you're talking about is there's a stress pattern.
And it's addictive.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's your cell phone, because it's immediate. I mean, think about it. Years ago, I mean, and, you know, particularly in my generation, I still remember party lines. And we weren't on the phones that often, right? To be nice, Scott, just do not go there.
I was thinking smoke signals, but I didn't know what that was.
You know, I see that look on your face, and I said, okay, we're in trouble here. But, you know, the truth of it is that the physical effects are becoming more prominent. People are becoming, they can't think through tasks completely.
Right.
You know, we were talking about it on the way up today.
Not using your brain.
Exactly.
That goes back to that. And that's, I think we go back to the digital dementia. You're not performing, thinking things through, formulating plans. It's all being done for you. And if you don't practice it, you lose it. And it's, we see about practicing when you're playing, like my son, you know, in the past is playing some baseball and things like that. And, you know, you have to practice to make your game better. But you got to practice with your brain. And if you don't do that, you don't work on memory, you lose it.
You know, and there was an article that I read the other day, and this one, you know, I sat there and I said, that could be the problem with some other people. It'll increase your blood pressure by 5 to 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on devices just doing that, so if you're already at a risk level, let's say you're at 130, now you have a blood pressure 138
right.
on the top side, and that's, you know, that's the...
Or let's add to the, on top of that, if you're not moving and you're at hours and hours on end, and you only burn maybe a calorie per minute when you're sitting. Circulation's there. You're not burning that. You're going to be creating things like the possibility increases of diabetes and things like that. It's all, we're not moving.
You know, smartphones are addictive. They work with the brain. Exactly. they work with the same neural receptors in the brain that heroin and morphine and cocaine do. So,
and then on top of that, don't forget the Fifth Avenue advertising. They're playing that, they're making you, there's certain ways to manipulate. There's people behind the scenes that are working on manipulating to kind of get you more addicted to some of these things.
Sure.
So there's games like that being played. There's something on the mental scale. It's ridiculous.
You know, you take somebody's cell phone away from them, they go into an anxiety, a pattern, an attack. The other day I'm sitting there at the light and there's this woman and she's got her cell phone right in front of her steering wheel and she is texting away like crazy. The light changes, I move on. Three people behind her are laying on their horns, and you know she's just had no idea, and the disruption, the potential damage, the injuries, and so forth that we're causing. This is a real situation, but more importantly, this Wednesday, you know, we really have to get into the physical pieces of this and why it's so deadly and why it's causing problems and the dementia patterns that are coming about. People not feeling well, their energy is being depleted, they're not getting outside, exercise level is going down, and you can just keep stacking the symptoms. And sometimes it's as simple as, one, identifying it, two, then fixing it, but three, then having to coach the person, you know, to be able to shift and turn things around, because we're losing our capacity as a society, in my opinion, but poor health is stacking because of that. And here's the sad thing. It's not just our cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody else's cell phone.
Right.
You know, you just happen to have a receiver.
Right.
You know, it's incoming. You know, we're sitting in a studio right now where there's tons of computer screens around us. There's incoming from networks all over the country. And, you know, I'm glad that I'm only here for an hour on Sunday.
Yeah, look, And that's an amazing thing. Isn't that supposed to help? All those rays supposed to help with hair loss?
you're really going to go there, aren't you? You know, you don't have a lot of room to talk
that's
on this.
That's what I'm
one.
Saying. I'm okay. Here, too. You know?
Okay, I'm just saying, be nice.
I'm with you. I'm in the same creek.
888-630-9625. We're having way too much fun today. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Scott Lamp will be your host, your presenter at the Results Center for Healing. And join us. This is going to be, you know, we'll have fun there too. This is one of those programs that affects really everybody. If you want to find out why you might be in pain, why you're hurting, why things don't go right, why your anxiety levels are cranking up, it can be environmental. And there are simple things that you can do.
Right.
You can degauss the body, so to speak,
right.
And then you can protect yourself with very specific procedures.
Right.
But you got to identify. You got to find out if that's it.
Okay. Yeah, and there's a lot of little techniques. I mean, the fantastic things we're going to cover. Some basic rules to apply. I usually have these three rule applies, and there's two different ways I look at those, and I'll show you what you should apply them when you're trying to lift or move or anything, even if you're doing yard work and stuff like that. And then the same thing is we're going to talk about your base when you sit and what that means, and then what you can do with your cell phones to make things a little bit easier on you, what the percentages are. But this affects from kids on phones to parents to grandparents. It affects everything in its environment. And I invoke people to go look at the message. There was a movie that was, I don't know if it was Pixar or Disney. It was called WALL-E, and it was about a robot. But what happened was,
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes.
Remember all the people? They were all fat and,
yep.
and they didn't know what to do and those kind of things. And we're going that way.
We're losing our capacity as human beings. You know, I want to go back to the brain for a second, because the brain is plastic, right?
Right.
And with this incoming stuff, it's breaking down the white matter, so cognitive function is going down the tubes. The ability for us to discern information is rapidly going away. We're coming up to a break. We're talking about some fun stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All right, bye.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at 12 noon. And those of you all over the country that tune us in either straight up live or you go in and listen to the podcast and you find us in some way, thank you for doing that. We try to get to your messages. You can always leave us a note at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. I want to remind you, all of our programs are available for re-listening. There's actually hundreds of them. If you go to rozelleradio.com on YouTube, rozelleradio.com, check them out. And they go back a long time, and they'll tell you what subjects they're on. And, you know, unfortunately, we're blackballing Dr. Lamp because of his, never mind.
Don't go there.
Don't go there. We're having way too much fun today. It's a good day. It's a good thing because the phones were not as good as they should be, but, you know, if you want to call us now, we'll actually talk to you. Dr. Scott, seriously, let's get into what the meat and the substance of the program is going to be Wednesday evening. What are you really going to cover?
Well, as we mentioned before, we're going to talk about some things you can use for your workspace itself, because that plays a big part. Things that you can do to work with your cell phone to make things easier. We'll talk about something called Q-Links. That'll be an important part to do with some of the EMF elements that are there. Sleeping positions that play a part, things of that nature. It's really pretty much your engagement in the environment. You know, the thing is, it's interesting. We treat people and we let them go and they come out. And I call it playing in the highway. You go out and do things and you beat yourself up and you come back. And then you go out and go back. And you have to really understand what your highway is. Your highway is your working environment, the things that you're doing, everything that's out there. And a lot of that is under your control. Tom, your book was the do-it-yourself program. This is part of the do-it-yourself. You've got to understand that point. Don't keep on putting you into those positions. I don't mind you coming in and getting treated because, great, you pay my bills and stuff like that. But these are things that you're doing to yourself.
Absolutely.
You can take care of it. And there's a lot
avoidable.
Of things that are just you're reinforcing it and you're reinforcing. Understand that small little thing that could be just a slight change of pulling your mouth a little bit closer to your body or taking the armrests off your chair could do miraculous things for your overall health.
You know, I sit there and I'm constantly on my my cell phone. I'm on the computer. I'm on, because I've got all this incoming from, you know, I'm chairman of this organization that is 2,600 members worldwide. And I've got to deal with them, and the office, and I've got to write, and it's constant. Fortunately, I protect myself because I got a bug on my phone. And as I said earlier, I have the Q-Link that I wear when I'm, you know, spending way too much time on things. But the bottom line is that you have to learn how to protect yourself. Little things, mm-hmm. little things make a difference. A patient the other day was on the table and was having a difficult time going from a sitting to a standing position. First lying down on the mm-hmm. table, then mm-hmm. going sitting, then standing. And I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "I just don't have any strength." I said, "You need to do this maneuver at least 25 times a day." She mm-hmm. looked at me like I had, you know, you have no core. You let it go because we sit. We don't engage. We don't do mm-hmm. the things that we used to do when we were young and moving and doing. And we just sit and we sit up by our computers and we have to get things done. And we begin to lose the capacity. And even, you know, we're on our feet all day long and mm-hmm. we're treating patients, you know, from early on to late, but we're only using certain musculature. We have to fix that for ourselves as well.
So the thing is we have to move. We have to engage our minds. We have to do things, and we have to eat well. And I think one of the things is, if you can use the computer, then do computer games to make your brain work better. Use those things to challenge yourself. If you're going to do that, do that. But then you got to have to get up and move. You got to get up and move and work around. You got to be part of society. You got to get up and move.
You know, it's a fascinating topic because it's one that affects all of us, and you really need to take advantage of this Wednesday evening. Join Dr. Scott. You're going to learn a whole lot. We're coming up to the end of the program. Unfortunately, it's that time of the day. We love you all. See you next week. Bye.